All right. And it's 6 minutes past 9 o'clock on a Friday, getting the mayor's ears warmed up for you so he can hear you, because it is time for this April edition of Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox. Mayor, how are you, sir?
Oh, doing great today, Mark. How are you?
Oh, doing good. It's a Friday. It's April the 5th. The warmer weather has moved in, and we've already had a power outage this year. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. You know, technically we've had one prepared one and one yesterday even. You know, as things start warming up, you identify problems from the winter months, and our line crew is really good at keeping things maintained. I know when the power goes out, it's an inconvenience for everybody, but we would always rather side on the side of a slight inconvenience than a long-term power outage.
And just to follow up, this is basically a cleanup from all of the stuff that happened back in July of last year. They just finally got the parts in to get everything fixed.
That's exactly right. And, you know, thank goodness last year in July, when that switch was identified as damaged, they were able to pop it back in place temporarily until the parts came in. And you see how long it took for the parts to come in. Yeah. Here we are, April, and they just now arrived.
That is a hats off to the ingenuity of the line crew to put a temporary slash most semi-permanent fix in place to hold us over.
That's right. And even the fix that they put in place this week wasn't exactly right, and they had to modify it in the field. That's what the delay was for the second outage that early morning. But they are just super top-notch. Our crew is very good. I'm so proud of those guys.
And they, like I said, the first outage was about 20 minutes or so from what I gather. We were like right on the fringe of where the outage might happen. It was one street over from me, so I just missed it.
It's fun when we tell people there's going to be a power outage to get the phone calls that say, is my house in there? And honestly, at the moment, we don't know for sure which line runs where. We've talked about this before.
Yeah,
the way things evolve and subdivisions evolve and neighborhoods evolve, you may tie another house in from a different direction. And keep in mind, most of the tie-ins weren't even done by the crew that we have now. They may have been done years and years ago, in the 60s and 70s. Yeah. So
apparently, my line feeds from the Germantown substation, so I guess that's somehow or another, the way the power outage worked, mine feeds that direction, maybe,
right?
I guess.
But there are people, you know, a little more, I suppose, south of you, not very far, that are fed from Shepherd Street.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
it is.
It's kind of random, but I will say the city and the line crew department is working with the engineer right now to draw a mapping system of the entire city's grid, and within a very few months, we should be able to tell you, or hopefully my goal would be to post a map online and say, here's the affected areas, if your house is highlighted. You know, that's our goal, but at least in the future, we ought to be able to tell you, hey, your
the
will
be
affected, you won't be.
Exactly. But again, the big takeaway from that was, the fix is permanent and working and in place.
That's right. And we try our best to do it during non-peak hours. So, you know, we have to bring, for that repair, we had to bring a third party in to help us do that work. And they would prefer to do it during business hours, during the daytime. And, you know, after discussion, we decided to do it at night. And I prefer that because businesses won't be hardly affected, you know, and school won't be.
Yeah, it's just easier on everybody. It's a little more inconvenience on those guys, but it's better for the overall city.
The sad thing is when I ask them to do it at night, that means they work all day, work all night, and work all day.
All day, yeah. It takes an extra 12 hours to get that sleep back.
That's right.
Well, the Ask the Mayor line is open. You can call or text us at 318-596-1590. That's 318-596-1590. Again, 318-596-1590. And you call that line, and we will take your phone call and place you on the air with Mayor Nick Cox. And Mayor had a busy agenda this past Monday.
It was. We had a lot of, you know, sometimes your agenda is just routine, general items we have to do annually, and there were a few of those on here, but this time we took care of quite a bit of business. And so,
well, one of the things that you did was actually partially covered in a special session a week ago, which was to, which you had mentioned, the bids for the street projects came in. They were a little high, so you had to do a little manipulating of funds to get the right amount of money in order to award the bids for the street project. Is that correct?
That's right.
In my Mark Shireen summary of what happened.
That's a very good summary. So we had to adjust the budget to fit the project.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't hugely over budget, but we had to take a road or two off and adjust things. But, you know, until you get the hard numbers, everything's kind of your best guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go off of the information provided by our engineer, and then we put it out. Then I have to have authority from the council to put it out to bid.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the bids come back, I have to have authority to execute the contract.
And it has to be awarded, yeah.
Right.
So let's talk about the streets that are going to be in this overlay project that was just approved.
Fort Street from East Union to Shepherd Street, Germantown Road from Kennan Street to Guy Miller Road, Towton Street from East Street to East Union Street, West Street from Shreveport Road to the Dead End, and Chandler Street from Louisville Road to Elm Street.
And those are all streets that are recommended by Terry and his crew, correct?
That's right, with also our engineer, Paul Riley, that's out of Ruston. They work on that together, and they identify a lot of factors go into how you pick a street. How much traffic's on it is a big factor. You know, you may have the worst street in the city, but you may be the only one that's traveling it, and so you get a little lower score.
Exactly.
But if it's a highly traveled, for instance, Towton Street, you know, that's highly traveled.
All right. Well, we have a call coming in, and we will take that call now. Good morning. You're on Ask the Mayor with Mayor Nick Cox.
Hey, I need to know, are we going to get light bills this month?
That's a great question. So last night on Facebook, I was tagged in a comment that, and when I went and looked at it, it was a lot of people saying, I haven't got my light bill. And then someone said, I haven't got mine either. And then it was so many people that said they hadn't got their light bill. So I thought, oh, Lord Jesus. And so I called our IT guy and I said, for some reason, I don't think the utility bills have gone out. Can you check on that? And he called me back and said, Mayor, the utility bills didn't get mailed out. And I said, okay. Well, I said, here's what we're going to do. Let's get them mailed out. They're going to come in late. You won't get your utility bill until probably Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm telling everybody Wednesday, but they're telling me Tuesday. But you know how that goes. And that'll be close to the 10th, which is when they're due. And I have no intentions of giving you the bill and making it due the same day. So what we're going to do is extend the date out to April 22nd. They'll be due on April 22nd. If you direct draft, it's going to draft out of your account on April 22nd. But if you get the bill, that'll give you time to review it and get your funds together and pay it. If you want it sooner, now, the guys at City Hall are going to shoot me for this. You can call them, and they know the numbers. They can tell you. Sir, does that answer your question?
That's fine.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he kind of jumped the gun on me. That was actually the next question I was going to ask after we got through talking about roads, was the light bills in question.
Yeah, I was kind of happy that lady posted me. You know, usually when I get tagged in something on Facebook, it's usually not my favorite thing to see.
Yeah.
So I monitor it a lot just so and I watch it, guys. I do. If you talk about me on there, I see it.
Yep.
And so I saw it, and I was so happy with that post because I had no idea. We didn't know that they hadn't been mailed out.
Well, I guess that brings me to this question. Is that something that a third party sends those out for you, or is it just an automated system that just didn't automate for whatever reason?
I want to be careful in answering this. My intent is not to throw anybody under the bus.
No. Well, that's not my intent either. I was know. Just the process itself.
The process has always, once I heard about how we do it, it's always gave me a little bit of hesitancy because the way it works, you create the billing packet, and then submit it. And you have to submit it. Then it has to be, there's honestly, there's this little box you got to check that says send to the printing company.
Oh, sometimes the box just don't get checked right.
I bet it always gets checked from now on.
Yeah.
I have to check it myself.
All right. Well, we've got another call coming in, Mayor. It's going to be a hot day for you here. And this is Ask the Mayor. Do you have a question for us?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Are you ready for the question?
Lay it on us. What you got?
All right. First of all, I think we did a real good job out at the rec center last Monday when all the people were out there. And I know the city don't have a lot of money, but if you come in going to the rec center from 531 and then turn on Industrial Drive by Love, that road is just terrible, and that's not a very good impression on the city of Minden for people coming from out of town. Is there any kind of way we can, you know, fix the road temporarily or... Well, I know we have no money. I know that. But it surely would help if it could fix it somewhat.
Sir, I agree with you 100%. Last night I had gone to Ruston with my wife, and I was coming back. I exited onto 531 from the interstate, and I noticed these huge mountains of just, I can't describe it. It's just the road is bulging and buckling so bad. All that construction through there that they're doing on that bridge work is making it worse. And so I have full intent, and the city of Minden has full desire to fix that section of Industrial Drive right there by the pilot. We 100% agree it looks bad, but I hesitate spending any city funds on it right now because of all that construction. And my fear is that a day or two where they're rerouting traffic through there, because of all that bridge work they're doing on the 531 bridge, my fear is it's going to tear up any work that we do. So I don't want to spend money just for until this bridge is finished. Now, what I may do is go patch it again, but the truth is those patches just aren't holding. They don't hold very long with that big truck traffic going in and out of the... Is it a Loves or a Pilot? I always
it's,
call
it's
it.
It's Loves.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
Right.
Going in and out of the Loves, but... really and truly, what I'd like to see us do, but we're going to have to dedicate a hunk of money. I would like us concrete it from the red light to past the Love's entrance of the trucks, just so we don't have to. You know, concrete can take those turns, but this asphalt is not holding up.
Yeah. Well, how long is it before they're getting through with the bridge going over the interstate?
Probably next year. But what we can do...
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Well, but what we can do in the meantime is I'll get them to go back out there and patch it, at least for the sporting days. I appreciate the compliment. You were out there for the deal Monday night, right?
Yes.
That's great. That's great. It was a great night.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, like I said, I know everybody wants money for something, but it just doesn't do a very good impression on the city with that road like it is.
Yes, sir. I 100% agree with you completely.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. And again, 596-1590, 318-596-1590. Popular guy today, Mayor.
I'm so happy.
and good questions, I might
they
add.
They are great questions.
They are good questions. And we were finishing up the streets, and we'll take our first break. I don't even know where we were, to be honest.
Well, I went over them all. So that's the list that we're going to do. And then, you know, we'll do repairs throughout the city. There's drainages that we're working on. There's areas that have been neglected that we're looking at that are smaller projects. But that's the street projects list.
Well, we will be back in just a moment. Again, if you would like to call or text something in that you would like to ask the mayor, you may do so. Call us at 318-596-1590. Call or text 318-596-1590. This is Ask the Mayor on AM 1240 KASO.
Your ambulance transport medical service, advanced emergency medical, fully accredited medical technicians, advanced emergency medical, a Christian-based company, locally owned.
Emergency Medical.
Rocket Fast Car Wash.
Rocket Fast.
It's a blast. And your vehicle is clean.
Rocket Fast Unlimited Wash Plans are the best way to keep your car spotless. Now our washes and plans are even more affordable. Did you know you can purchase our Fast Pass for the price of a single wash? That's right. Wash your car as many times as you want for 30 days for the price of a single wash. There has never been a better time to get your Fast Pass. Join thousands of others who already enjoy unlimited washing at all of our locations. Rocket Fast, the fast and easy way to wash your car.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Minutes past 9 o'clock. It's Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox, and we've had a couple of calls already about light bills this morning. If you haven't gotten your light bill, rest assured, A, you do have a light bill.
That's right.
They did not forget to bill them. There was just a little snafu on the process. We talked about that just a few moments ago. But, Mayor, there are several ways you can actually receive those bills, not just via mail, but there's also options that you can do minus just driving up and dropping the check off like most folks normally do.
Well, I didn't notice the bill didn't come to my house because I get my bill emailed. Mm-hmm. We have that option to email the bills. And so I always know before the mail would arrive what my bill is because it comes like on the 27th or 28th.
When the bills are finalized.
Before. That's right. And so that's an option. You can call customer service and they can set that email up for you and get you on our email list. Or I think you can go to our website and probably sign up. I'll try to do a Facebook post today on our city website with some
great
different ways you can sign up for digital billing. Also, you can go log in the website. As we discussed during the break, it's not the easiest process in the world. The easiest thing is just put your email in there and let them email you a copy. I get email and mail. Mm-hmm. So it's not like because I'm on the email.
They don't send you a paper
that I don't
copy.
Get a paper bill. I get a paper bill, too. Now, the city would be happy if we didn't have to mail those out because we had to pay.
Yeah, that's a lot of postage.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot, awful lot. But, you know, you could get it emailed. But also, and this is what it is, but the kiosk are supposed to be delivered next week.
That mythical creature has finally arrived.
It's like a unicorn. We ought to call them unicorns. You know, last year in the summertime, when I ordered them, I thought we'd have them by October. But we will have kiosks. That'll allow you 24/7 payments. I know the phone's ringing, but
yeah,
it's the other phone.
The other line that we'll take, yeah.
But we'll take checks. We'll take credit card. And I want everybody to know, we'll take cash in that kiosk. The kiosk will take cash.
Nice.
The city of Minden's not going cashless. My philosophy has always been, I'll take it any way we can get it.
Yeah, well, it, as long as the bill gets paid,
that's
the main
right.
thing.
That's right.
And I know we have talked about this several times. That's going to go where the drive-thru is currently, correct?
A final
spot, resting spot, I'm assuming, right? Or is that subject to change as well?
No, that's for sure. We're going to put it where the drive-thru is. And I want everybody to know the drive-thru window is going away. And here's why. You know, first reason is I've gone through about 9 employees in Light and Water since I've been mayor. And I've only been mayor for 16 months. That's a lot of turnover. And it's not just because I'm a tyrant. It's just a hard job. People are never very pleasant when they have to pay their light bill in the city of Minden.
It's got to be tough.
It is tough. And so it'll help us with staffing issues that we're having to have the drive-thru window go away. Another reason why we want to get a kiosk instead of the drive-thru, particularly the drop box. Folks will come in at night. We've had this happen a lot. And they'll stick $400
in
kind of folded in a note that says, this is my account. The next person goes in there and drops $400 loose bill with their account just in a note. And there's all this cash and all these accounts, and you don't know who paid what.
Gosh.
It's a huge liability for us. And so having this will give you a receipt.
Yeah. You know you paid.
We'll have a paper trail. We'll know who did what. There'll be a thing you can scan on your utility bill.
So it pulls up the right account.
That's right. Yeah. And it'll be very intuitive.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm excited about that because the worst thing for me is sometimes I forget about it. Well, I want to go when I get off work. Well, the city office closes at 4:30. Not that that's a bad thing. They open at 7:30, but...
Yes,
I sometimes don't get there in time to go early in the morning either, but the 24/7 is a nice option to have.
Yeah, once we get the kiosk, you'll have a teller. Now, it's artificial, but you'll have a teller there 24/7.
That's nice. 318-596-1590. I know the regular line is lighting up, but the patch-through line that we're using for this show is 596-1590. It's a local number. It just allows us to be a little more versatile. We can take text messages, and we can take phone calls. So just give us a call, 318-596-1590. We will be happy to take your questions. We're not trying to dodge you. Real quickly, while we're waiting on some calls to come in, and we have had a busy morning this morning, there was it was a busy agenda in sheer number, but a lot of it was really procedural type matters, and one in particular, which some folks may thought that something severe bad was going on. It was a resolution authorizing the city clerk to reserve funds to be prepared for any emergencies in electrical rates and expansion. And as you explained at the meeting, this is one of those every 4 or 5 years we just have to do a little housekeeping to set aside, basically just set aside contingency money is what I understood that to be.
And I'm going to make a slight joke here, but, you know, I made the comment that we've very unlikely ever use it, and then we forgot to send out the utility bills. So
that's not what the contingency was for,
later.
Folks.
No, the money has to be set aside. This is just an accounting and an auditing practice that they make us do, which is a good practice. But the money, basically for all the deposits that anyone has ever made, has to be set aside. That way, if we had our version of a bank run where everybody close their utility account at one time, we could supply the funds and have those on hand. But, I mean, with the way the utilities are set up, I don't foresee that ever happening. But we do have that. We have to have that policy. We have to vote on it every 5 years.
Another item that was on there, and we do want to mention this one, is we did have to make a change 2 months in a row. We've had to make a change on the meeting for the city council, and this month it's not moving it a day, it's just moving it back an hour, but pretty good reason, I think, that we had to move it.
Allie, my daughter Allie, is graduating high school at the same time as our council meeting.
Oops.
And so that's about how it goes. I asked the council if we can move it forward an hour just so I can be two places at one time.
Yeah, good thing is you only got to go right down the street.
It's supposed to be at First Baptist.
Yeah.
So I think I can get there.
Yeah, that makes two of us. I'll have to be there too.
Do you? Oh, okay. Well, I actually did this for Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
The council was nice enough to grant me that. So everybody needs to know next month's council meeting is on the first Monday, but it's going to be at 5 instead of 6.
And this is actually another item that was follow-up from last month as well. You mentioned it as an aside that you had some property declared surplus, which was basically a lot of old water meters of varying sizes that we used to use, but when we went to the automated meters, they were no longer useful for the city, and they just been literally sitting on the shelf. And you mentioned that the town of Benton actually had a need for those particular meters and would possibly be interested, and here we are a month later, the deal was finalized by and approved by the council.
That's right. And they're supposed to come pick them up. They were very eager. So what happened, Benton had ordered some. They're the exact same ones they need. And they, like we get on our stuff, the timeline to get them in was like a year or two.
Yeah, go figure.
And so they started asking around and discovered we had these on our shelf. They knew we used to use them. And so they approached us and said, hey, if we pay you the same price we're going to pay for them new, for the ones you have on your shelf, could we go ahead and get those and have them now? And we said, well, let's see if the council would be agreeable to that. And here we are.
So the check is in the mail, and they're coming to pick them up.
They're coming to pick them up, and we also got to help our neighbors.
Yeah, and that's the way it works, an intergovernmental agreement or cooperative endeavors. The term verbiage changes a little bit depending on the usage.
It does.
But, you know, it's nice that you can work together with that. Another item that we really didn't go into much, I think you did just kind of a thumbnail sketch, but I was going to see if you would talk a little more about it, just what the money entails. And it was basically a cooperative endeavor agreement. There you go. I just alluded to it between the city and the Department of Treasury. And it was two different amounts. Oh. One amount was $100,000. One amount was $1 million. And you've mentioned it earlier in previous times, but I was just going to see if you would explain what those two amounts were for.
Last year, Senator Robert Mills and Representative Wayne McMahon reached out and said there's some supplemental money, not much, but make you a list for different things, small things you need in the city of Minden. So I made a list, and we had Christmas lights. You notice our Christmas lights. I'm on a toot a horn here. But
yeah.
You notice our Christmas lights.
Really nice this year, yeah.
Well, we were able to spend a little money that we got from the state.
There you go.
Which technically we hadn't got yet. That's what this is.
Just finally getting the money that you already spent.
We spent it before we had it, but we knew it was coming. The state will make it whole. But we were able to improve our decorations and make Christmas look good. Some other things, we had money for striping. So you'll notice in some areas we've restriped roads. We did some crosswalks and mm-hmm. added some reflectors and things like that. We did a few signage projects. We redid the flashing lights for the schools on Lewisville Road and
yeah.
things like that. So we had various things in there. Well, we got the $100,000, which was fantastic, and I thank both of those guys. And the last day of the session, a lot of y'all know there was a bit of a scuttle down in Baton Rouge in different areas.
Never a scuttle.
There was some political drama down there. Different areas got their projects cut. Well, Minden apparently
survived.
We were politically on the right side or something.
Yeah.
And they were able to get us an extra $1 million for good measure. So
now, what's that funding going to be?
That money's allocated for streets.
Now, has that already been spent as far as with the street project we just talked about, or was that just budgeted items here and this will be on top of that kind of situation?
I think we'll be able to do these street projects and allocate the $1 million towards it and help alleviate the burden on the general fund.
Okay. So,
but since we didn't have the $1 million, we haven't spent any of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But when we get it, we'll have it, and it'll be allocated towards streets, and we'll be able to do more.
Yeah, spending thousands versus spending millions is a little easier to not do in advance.
I could take a $20,000 risk, but a $1 million one, I'm going to wait on the
money. we want money in hand on
right.
that. But that was just one that was approved. And again, that was just money that had been allocated. It's just finally to the point where they're ready to get everything in order to distribute.
The money came from the state, but everybody needs to remember it's our money. We sent it down there.
Yeah, we're just getting it back.
And I want everyone to know the city of Minden, the leadership in the city of Minden, is fighting to get our fair share up here. A lot of times they don't come above Alexander.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're going down there a lot and working with those guys to
sometimes
make sure.
Sometimes it doesn't get past I-10.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to get to, but you're right. And so we're fighting for our equal share.
All right. Well, a couple of other items as we mosey through this hour, and this one we could probably camp out on and build a tent, is the ARPA money. And this was talked about in a special session a couple of weeks ago. and the formal approval was given by the council. Well, informal approval was given by the council at the meeting, but nothing could be official until you had the council meeting Monday or Tuesday. And basically, it was a two-parter. Basically, you approved to split the money up, and we'll get into the details of the money and why we have it and where we are, how we got to this point. But then you had to also make a motion to have a working budget in place to be able to, you know, see how bids go. You may have to shuffle some of those dollars between categories as things go. But, you know, you checked a lot of boxes on this, and ARPA is American Rescue Act funds. This is back to the COVID days, if you will. Each municipality got an amount of money. I guess there was a formula they figured. Our city's amount was $4.1 million total. It was in multiple payments over a couple-year period, and we pretty much have been sitting on that money. And I say sitting on it because when it first came out, the parameters were really tight on what you could spend that money on. But it got to a point where I guess a lot of municipalities weren't able to spend the money by definition of what they said you had to spend it on, just because it didn't apply to what the city does.
That's right.
In the specific municipalities, your city may vary kind of thing.
A few points of clarification. We originally got close to $4.5 million.
Yeah,
we spent $400,000 already
on the
water tower. Mm-hmm. That project I inherited in the middle of it. Of course, everyone knows the purpose of a water tower and how important it is.
Deal.
I thought that was a very appropriate way to spend the money.
Oh yeah.
Part of me, I'll be honest. I'm being just transparent as I can be. That $4 million in the bank, we're making $15,000 interest on it every month.
Yeah, well, I was about to say that's the nice thing about it.
Yeah.
It's a nice cushion to have there,
so
too.
So nice to have, and I'm very reluctant to spend it. But then I realized we have to have it all allocated by the end of the year. The purpose of that money was never to make us money or for us to be able to draw interest or for us to hoard it or have a cushion. The purpose of that money is to put it back in the community for a good purpose, to get our communities thriving and doing well. And so I take it very serious, because this could very well be, who knows what tomorrow holds, but this could very well be, if you look at the past, the only shot in the arm we're going to get like this of outside substantial money.
Yeah, so I thought what you did, and you kind of identified some categories and basically split the council up and said, okay, you guys take care of this, you guys take care of this area. And so, you know, it's one of these things where you kind of cast out, okay, these are the areas we want to address, you guys take care of it. So everybody's got a little skin in the game as far as making sure the money is taken care of and done with what they feel is the best for the city's interest.
Well, this group that the city elected, and I think they were wise in doing so, this council group is so ambitious, Mark.
I agree.
This group wants this city to thrive. I believe the hearts of this council is good, and that everybody's wanting this city to thrive. But what I noticed two things. I can't keep up with all of it, because there's so many different passions amongst every person on the council.
Exactly.
I can't keep up with it all. I can't administer every nuance of it. And so it occurred to me, for instance, Andy really is passionate about the recreation department.
Absolutely.
And he's doing a great job with the short amount of time and no budget he's had.
Yeah, well,
he's
they
done
have a little
fantastic
foundation
job.
That they've kind
that's
of started
right.
to kind of help the rec center out.
But you know, that hadn't even got off the ground yet.
Yeah, they're just in the baby stages, yeah.
It's like the guy that called earlier. He was complimenting what happened at the recreation department. That's just with some effort.
Yeah.
And so then I noticed Mr. Roy is passionate about the animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So Councilman Roy,
and that's been a long-standing topic in the town as well.
It has, and we all know our animal department has not been upgraded in a long time, and those conditions are not—they're not right. So we want to improve that. I put Councilman Roy in charge of that, and I put Councilman Pendergrass in charge of the recreation department if they would be willing to do so, and they were super excited. And then Councilman Miles, if you notice, a lot of houses are being that are dilapidated or blighted or being taken down around the city. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. That's his passion. That's what I've just observed.
Just a cleaning up of the city.
He wants our city to look good. This probably will sound shallow, but we are all about the way we look. So when that guy calls and says, you know, the entrance to the rec center on Industrial Drive makes us look bad. Well, you just hit me between the eyes, because that's what we're trying to make us look good, you know, because we are good.
Well, yeah. What you see is not necessarily a reflection of what we are when you pull into town.
That's right. So, I tasked Councilman Miles with the beautification projects. We're going to tighten up through that process. We allocated more money to getting the houses condemned that need condemning. Mm-hmm. We allocated more money for cleanup, mowing of empty lots that we have to attend to.
And to back up real quick, it's easy to say we'll just do a condemnation order, but there's money involved when you guys have to declare a property condemned, correct?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Because, I mean, that's basically the city is spending the money to make sure it gets cleaned up if it gets to that point.
If we condemn a property and the property owner, if they say, hey, don't tear it down, I'll tear it down, then it's okay for us. But if they say, I don't care what you do, then we have to tear it down and pay for it. And usually it costs $5,000 to $8,000 to tear down a house and haul it off.
Yeah, so there's dollar amounts in it if the city has to.
Oh, yeah.
When you order it condemned and cleaned within X number of days, that's basically the city saying, yep, we're going to have to pay for that one.
Well, and that's why we only had a budget of, I believe, $20,000 or $25,000 for condemnations and cleanup. That's mm-hmm. when we had to pay somebody to go mow the grass.
Yeah, and that happens too.
Yes, it does. And so in this ARPA budget that I proposed to them,
times the amount.
I'm still in shock because I didn't pre-talk to them about this. I laid it out. When you saw it, they saw mm-hmm. it. And they all went for it. And I thought, well, I have divided it fairly.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you basically literally were spitballing numbers because you don't know necessarily. I mean, and you can go through them. Well, I'll mention the one is the Shreve Water Main. That was really the only one you had a semi-hard number on because you really needed a quote to know how much that was really going to entail. And I guess kind of start with that one because to me, of all of the items, I felt like that was absolutely the most important one that the city could do with money available that's going to be a well-received upgrade when it's finished.
It's the it's a large project that you'll never see, but it's critical to our future infrastructure in the city of Minden. Mm-hmm. It's the line that connects all our water pumps to the water tower. There's one major line that goes from the pumping station, the water plant, to the water tower.
And we're replacing it because?
It's ancient.
Yes, sir.
About 100 years old.
Now, why do they call it the Shreve Water Main? I was going to ask that. That may be a question where you really don't have an answer.
There are several places in the city that have just gotten nicknames. And I didn't know I didn't know all of them until I started working at the city. And it's like, I never knew the hill where Jacqueline Park is Depot Hill. I just never did.
Yeah, well,
but
they call it that constantly. Yeah, that's an old name, yeah.
Right, Depot Hill. So we have these little names, and the Shreve Water Main, I don't know. I don't know if
I may have abbreviated it
myself, and that's why it's called that. I don't remember.
Yeah, unless it's just when it was established. Of course, it's the old Shreveport Road, which it runs down, so that may be part of it.
It's 100 years. We'd have to ask somebody 120 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get that answer today.
But it is, out of all the things on the list, it's the most important, but probably the most unattractive project, because you'll never see it and you'll never know it even.
Now,
I mean, you'll know because it's going to be a bit
of
a
Where does
project.
The pipe technically run? Does it run under the road anywhere?
It runs under all kinds of stuff. So it's not an easy project.
I was about to say, it's not going to be fun. That's why there's that mm-hmm. much money attached to it.
That's right. And it's a larger pipe. I don't know the diameter.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's a main line, so it's going to be big. But talk about some of the other items that you guys were addressing. Of course, animal shelter was one. And, of course, before we start, you and the council had already assigned some money to start the public works control center project. So some of that money was technically already approved. But now you're going to finish off what was a phase two.
We don't have to have all the projects done this year, but we have to have a plan for how we're using
exactly.
it. Or we lose it.
Yeah.
And I'm not about losing it.
Absolutely not.
So, yeah. We dedicated some already to phase one of the Public Works Control Center. That's a part. Again, I'm trying to respond to the new workforce we have.
Yeah.
Which that new workforce doesn't want to work. And so.
Well, I mean, this
so
is.
So we're trying to consolidate.
I was about to say, really, to be honest, consolidating in general is, to me, a good idea because it takes all these departments and puts them all together. So everybody's on the same page.
I have some departments with brand new dump trucks. I have some departments with needing a dump truck. I have some departments with dump trucks sitting. I have some departments that just desperately need another one. If you combine all that, everybody has
it's
what they
the
need.
City of Minden has dump trucks.
It's not the water department's. I try to say this is my. You get me on my pulpit here. It's yeah. not the water department's dump truck. It's the city of Minden. It's
exactly.
the people of
exactly.
Minden's dump truck.
Mm-hmm.
So we're consolidating all that. Well, I rolled out a deal to consolidate part of it, and the council. Shockingly,
yeah, they
but
were,
they're good guys. I'm telling you, this is a good group.
So why stop there, basically?
They said, why stop there? While we're spending the money, let's consolidate the whole shooting match. And I said, okay. I said, this is above what I expected. Let's roll.
Yeah.
And so we're in the new ARPA budget we just approved Tuesday. We're going to go with a phase two. We also allocated money for the animal shelter.
Now, one question I did have somebody ask me, where is that going to be built?
It's all going to be built at this by the steam plant on Hinton by Babs Park.
Y'all the land's available.
Yes. There's a big clearing.
Yeah.
As you turn, you turn there on Hinton from Shreveport Road, you'll pass the car wash, you'll pass Jay, the scrapping guy there, Jay Dog. And then there's a big field, and then there's a steam plant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that big field there that's already behind the fence, already behind the gate, already leveled, is where all the public works department, it's going to be the public works control center. We call it that because there are literally control monitors for the electric and water system in that building, so it's the control center.
Yeah, so that'll be a good thing there. So the animal control will go there as well?
No.
That's what I was asking. Where's the animal control building?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
But thank you for that gentle segue.
Well, that was...
I misunderstood.
Yeah, no, that was fine, but it's good to know where that is going to be as well.
I observed before I was the mayor that the idea of moving the animal shelter was very contentious.
Yes.
And so I care not to take that route. The animal shelter will be built where the animal shelter is.
Basically just level and start over?
Most likely. But there's going to be a little bit of... we've got to come up with
you
some
have to
sort
have an interim
solution.
Plan, yeah.
Yes. That I don't know.
So that one's still kind of... It's to be determined.
I'm hoping maybe we can build it beside it and then take down while we're building,
Once you're able to move in ready, kind of start the demo process.
But we're kind of limited on property that we can use there.
Yeah,
so
and the current one is drawing a blank which street that's on.
It's by Yule Park.
It's over by Yule, yeah. I just can't remember the name of the street. Maybe it'll come to me by the end of the show. But what other items on there include?
While we're on the rec center, we're having the pet mayor contest.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Pet mayor.
So that's Ashley, my assistant, and Taylor, and Councilman Michael Roy, Brent Cooley, Chief Jared MacGyver. They're all on a committee to do a pet mayor. It's a fundraiser. We've already raised, I think the last number I heard was $5,000, and
we
just started yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So enlighten me here.
Okay, pet mayor. Someone joked that a donkey would be better than the one we have. I say joke. I'm not sure they meant joke.
Yeah, they may have been serious.
again, your comments get back to me, folks. anyway, a pet mayor contest is not... It's not unique to us. We've heard about it in another area, and we discussed it and decided it'd be really fun to do in Minden. And what that is if you have your little pet, so let's say you have a dog named Spot, and you say, Spot's just real, he would be a really good pet mayor. So you can, for $25, and we have a website. We posted it yesterday on the City of Bending Facebook page. We have a website with a PayPal. You can go on there for $25. You can nominate Spot, and he can be nominated for pet mayor. Then to vote on him, you pay $5 per vote.
Ah, 100%. The only time where we actually pay for your votes.
Well, 100%. I don't know about that.
Above board, at least.
Yeah, that's right. 100% of the money raised goes to the animal shelter. So we raised $5,000. $5,000
awesome.
Going to the animal shelter.
On top of?
Well, we won't need. This was.
That's an estimate on top of the, all of that, really.
Any money that we are able to raise will go to the animal shelter. I think it's important. There's a lot of people, myself included, that love animals, and they want to give to see Mendon's Animal Shelter improve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in no way going to deny someone the ability or opportunity to give to that animal shelter.
Yeah, well, and on top of that, once this money is put out there and a new building is built, that's going to be something that'll be there for years to come. So it'll be a nice facility to have.
Oh, well, the one we've had is, gosh, it's so old and it's served us all this time.
Yeah.
Arguably.
It's just time.
Right. Another thing, in that $100,000 I got from the state in supplemental money, remember I told you Christmas lights and some street striping.
Yeah.
I asked for $32,000 for the animal shelter. So we have $32,000 from
actually,
the state. And before I was the mayor, Mayor Gardner asked for money, and we had
that $75,000.
We had $75,000. They spent $30,000, so we got about $40,000. So I'm figuring roughly, I think the number is $68,000 from the state that we have to spend on the animal shelter. So we've got a great amount of money allocated to get our animals a better shelter.
And other items that you've have on your list there?
Well, the rec center. You know, our rec center really is, if you go around, it's still really nice.
Yeah, it's held up well over 20 years. Hard to believe.
Mayor Robertson had a heck of a vision when he laid that out. We built that thing for $8 million in 2002. We built it for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't build it today for $20 million.
No.
So we have one heck of an asset there.
Yeah.
Let's invest money to keep it up.
Exactly.
Let's invest money to make it better. You know, let's don't let it fall behind and then be underutilized. It's an asset.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put some money towards it and make it better. That's one thing in this city besides St. Jude and some other key things we have going really good for us that brings everybody together.
Yeah,
the
and
kids.
It's something if kept up and have the opportunity to host tournaments and stuff can be a revenue generator for the city as well.
And there's not a whole lot of areas that we can invest money that gives us a return. But that's one place, if we don't even raise our revenue, which we are, our numbers are already up.
Yeah, I remember Andy was talking about that.
Yeah.
Just the numbers in the baseball and softball program this year are considerably up.
Yes, and that's due to effort.
Mm-hmm.
We allocated $750,000 for the rec center.
Yeah,
even if we don't raise revenue, which we are, we're invested in our kids and our families.
Yeah, and, you know, after 20 years, things change. You know, if we were to build that rec center now, it wouldn't be built the way. Well, on top of that, you wouldn't build it the way you do it now. Look at what Rustin just did with their complex. Now, that's an apples to oranges comparison, obviously, but just the way ball works now versus where it worked 20 years ago, you would do things probably a little differently.
Well, it's hard to compare us to Rustin for obvious reasons, and you're right. But at the same time, put our rec center up against other cities that are the same
comparable size,
and we have something to be proud of.
Yeah.
You put some, we have this opportunity to put some money out there to get a return, at least on the quality of life that we have. Another thing we allocated money towards is $100,000 for new audiovisual equipment in the Civic Center. And I want to publicly thank you for helping us with that.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure.
The community house is a very nice building by Victory Park that is pretty well utilized.
It's always utilized.
But it could use a facelift.
Yeah.
So we allocated.
You know, I was talking to somebody, that roof on that thing is original to the building.
And that's One of the things they were looking at. Help us with our audio visual at the community house, just know you don't have $100,000 to work with there. We got to do a roof, we have to do floor.
There's a lot of painting. That room needs a nice update.
But it wouldn't take much, but the roof will be costly.
Yes.
We also did airport hangers.
Yeah, and that's another one where you can get a little bit of return as well.
If we can get it done for what I spitballed it for. You know, I put the number down there based off of my best information. If it comes back too high, then the return on the investment
may not be.
But if we could do this, it would be a great thing.
And, you know, and some of those numbers are fluid, so if the numbers come in a little lower, you can juggle some of the money around amongst the categories.
And I told the council, and in the verbiage I used on the agenda item, it's a working budget. Yeah.
Subject to move.
Yeah, like I wanted them to bless this, give me the authority to go out and work on this.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, know in the back of their minds, those numbers are not concrete by any means.
Yeah, and some may be a little higher. Take the community house, for instance.
Yes.
That one's probably going to move up a little bit. Just because of the nature of the business. When you start talking about a roof, and what's killing you on that one is the pitch of that roof.
That's right. Exactly.
I was looking at it yesterday. That's a steep roof.
It is.
But again, like you said, a very heavily utilized room, and it'd be nice to have a little upgrade, you know. I mean, it'll be down for a stretch at times when they're doing some of the work. But,
you know, flooring goes quick.
Yeah.
The roof won't really put us out.
Yeah.
And painting will go quick.
We can do that as well.
So I don't think it'll be down much at all.
Yeah. And then the Civic Center, it gets utilized a good bit, so the AV upgrades there are definitely needed. You know, think about St. Jude and some of your bigger ticket items that the room hosts.
Well, and again, thank you for helping us with that. I've tasked Mark, and he's been kind enough to agree to do it with helping us with that equipment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I want it done by St. Jude at the worst case.
That's our shooting goal there. Well, Mayor, anything else? We got about a minute left. Anything you'd like to say as we get ready to close out the April edition?
Well, I'm so pleased with the calls we got today. I really like to hear the feedback. I'm doing this live. We could record this.
Oh, very easily.
But I'm doing this live so we can interact. I want you to know I'm always available. I may not get you as soon as you call because I do stay kind of on the run. But I'm always available to help in any way. I love being the mayor of the city of Minden. I love our city. And I just thank y'all for listening.
And, of course, you can call and text those items in anytime. Go to askthemayor@kbef.com, and you can send them in during the week, and we will be happy to put those on the air or for you for the next edition. So even if you have it, you haven't put it in now, you can always call it in on the next edition. But that will do it for this month. Mayor, we appreciate you coming by, and we will see you in May.
Thanks, Mark.